This is Pastor Joshua Swilly, and you're listening to the Hope United podcast. We pray that this message is a blessing to you. Today, we continue on our journey with the wise men. The journey, how many have enjoyed this series so far? Journey of the Wise Men. And it's great because it's not just a story from 2,000 years ago. It's also something relevant that God wants to say to us right now. There's something in the journey that the wise men had, in who they were, in the things that they discovered, that God wants to show us as we look into his word. So if you'll go with me to Matthew 2, and let's read. And Matthew 2 says, Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. About that time, some wise men from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem, asking, where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose, and we have come to worship him. We saw his star as it rose, and we've come to worship him. Can I tell you today that God wants to take you somewhere? How many believe God wants to take you somewhere? We have to get that in our head. Look at somebody today and tell them, God wants to take you somewhere. You see, the story isn't about where the wise men started. It's about where the wise men finished. Story is not about the east. The story is about Bethlehem and what God did that night in Bethlehem. So regardless of what is going on in your life right now, God can take you someplace special. Amen? How many believe that? You know, that you don't have to stay stuck in the same circumstance. You don't have to be in the same place that you were last year, that you were yesterday, that you were in your past. God wants to take you from where you are to where you need to be. That's what he did with the wise men. That's what he wants to be with us. God will use where you are, but he won't keep you where you are. Amen? So he can use what circumstances are around you right now. He can use what's gone on in your life. He can use the good. He can use the bad. How many know the Bible says he can turn what the enemy meant for evil and turn it for your good? So he can take where you are. He can take even the negatives of your circumstance and bring you to where you need to be. So it's incredible. God wants to take you somewhere. But here's the thing. Here's the caveat. We got to be willing to go on a journey. Just like the wise men. See, they were willing to go somewhere. They were willing to follow the sign, follow the instructions that God. They're willing to go on a journey. How many are willing to go on a journey with God? Wherever God, I'm willing to go. Wherever you want to take me, God, I'm willing to go. Because God is not going to, if you'll let him lead you, he's not going to leave you in the same position. He's not going to leave you in the same position. The wise men, when they found Jesus, they weren't in the same position where they started their journey. They were in a different position. God changed their position. And you and I, we're going to have to change positions to walk into our purpose. We're going to have to change our perspectives to walk into the fullness of what God has for us. We're going to have to change our position behaviorally. There's some things in our life that we might have to change. There's some things in our schedule we might have to change. There's some things in the way that we think that we might have to change to get into the right position. You're going to have to change to get into position. Why do we think, I don't know what's crazy about us, that we keep thinking we can do the same thing over and over again and get a different result? Look at somebody and say, that's crazy talk. Right? That's just, it's crazy because even as Christians, we think we can keep on doing the same thing and achieve the goal that God gave us. Can I tell you, when God puts a dream in your heart, you're going to have to do some things that you've never done before to get there to that place. You can't keep on doing the same thing over and over again and think you're going to reach the dream. You can't keep on doing the same thing year after year that you've done before and think you're going to reach your purpose. And so to get into position, I'm going to have to change some things. There has to be movement to get into a new position. God has all these blessings in store for us. God has all these promises that we read about in the Bible. But we have to change our position to get lined up with these blessings, to get lined up with these promises. We have to change position. When we study, you know, warfare, how old battles were fought and even new battles are fought, the position is so important. You know, a lot of times they talk about in battle and warfare, getting the upper ground. Having the upper ground is important because you have better perspectives. You can see more things, and it's a more defensible position. And then when you're there, it's harder for the enemy to get the upper hand on you if you're in the right position. But what's it with us sometimes? We're trying to succeed and we're trying to win battles from the wrong position. I give you this thought today. What if it's not that you're not a good fighter? Maybe it's not that you're not anointed, that you're not gifted, that you're not a child of God, that you don't have the promises of God at your disposal. Maybe it's just you're in the wrong position. See, even the greatest fighters, even the greatest warriors, even the greatest armies can't win when they're in the wrong position. So God wants to take us on this journey. Part of it is about us getting in the right position. Because if we're in the right position, we can win. The problem is not that you're not able to win. It's that we're oftentimes in the wrong position. And we get beat up by life because we're out of position, or we lose terribly in this circumstance or in that situation, not because we're not a great fighter, not because we're not, you know, God's watching out for it. It's because we're out of position. Every assignment has an optimal position. Say it with me. Every assignment has an optimal position. Just like in warfare, in the natural, in the spiritual, there's an optimal position for you to win. How many want to win in life? How many want to be successful in your family? How many want to be successful in your career? There's an optimal position that God wants to get you into so that you can walk at full capacity. That's God's desire for our life. I was thinking, you know, even a great athlete, a world-class athlete, or an Olympic athlete competing in the wrong event is going to lose. It doesn't matter. They could be the best at what they do. LeBron James playing tennis, he's going to lose. Right? Messi playing American football, he's going to get crushed. Right? Tom Brady playing ice hockey, he's not going to be the champion. You could be prepared, you could be hand-selected, you could be anointed by God, but in the wrong position, you could still lose. The wise men could look as hard as they wanted for Jesus. They could compare star charts, they could give gifts, they could do all these things, but if they're in Australia, if they're in the wrong position, it would not have mattered. And for us, in our quest, in where God wants to take us, if we're out of position, it won't matter how gifted you are. Won't matter how good of a spirit you got. Won't matter if you came to church every Sunday. If you're out of position. God wants to take us on a journey to get us in the right position to walk in the blessings and the fullness of what he has for us. You ever wonder why some people that just, or some areas of your life, it's just like some things in the Bible aren't clicking in? Where's this healing that the Bible talked about? Or where's this financial blessing or breakthrough that the Bible talked about? Well, it's about position. It's about getting in the right position to walk into certain blessings. And so we see God wanting to help us get in position. God helping, working with the wise men to get them into position for a monumental event. God wants to get you in position for a monumental event, for a historical event. The world's been waiting on you to show up in your position. Every successful seed will only work in its perfect soil. There's no way, if you're not in the right soil, to grow. You could be the greatest seed in the world. And I want to tell you, everybody in this room, you're special, you're unique, you're an awesome creation that God has made, but you will only work in the right soil, the right position. So be patient. Look at somebody and say, be patient. Be patient. All right, go with me to Matthew 2:7. Matthew 2:7. Then Herod called for a private meeting with the wise men, and he learned from them the time when the star first appeared. And then he told them, go to Bethlehem and search carefully for the child. And then verse 9, it says, after the interview with the wise men, the men went their way, and the star that they had seen in the east guided them. Where was the star before, when they were in the meeting, when they showed up in Jerusalem? So they're in the east, they see the star. They come to Jerusalem, the terrain changes a little bit, and all of a sudden, look, where did the star go? But then they come out of the meeting, the star is there again. Now the star guides them to Bethlehem. This is important because sometimes we're following the instructions that God has given us. We're on the track. We're on the trail that God has given us. And then we go to a different season of our life. And all of a sudden, where was the clarity that I had in the last season? Where was the sign? It seems like the thing that God was saying that was so clear in the last season, it doesn't seem as clear. And now I'm asking people, hey, you know where the newborn king is to be born? Do you know? 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 Well, the clarity, it's important. So that the wise men, the star leads them to this place, to Jerusalem. They get this far. Anybody ever been out at a place where it's just like, I was following what God told me to do, but now that I'm here and it seems a little bit different. Terrain seems different. Maybe it's a desert season. You know that God had to take the wise men through some deserts, right? To get them to Bethlehem? Okay. Sometimes God takes us through deserts. Anybody ever been there? Been through a place that's like, man, this is kind of a dry place. Stuff God was doing in my life in the last season was like, it was really awesome. And then what's going on right now? I'm not seeing the same way that I was seeing. I'm not experiencing the increase the way that, but I got to go through this desert. And so at some point they lose track of the star. Then they come out of the meeting. They see the star again. Look at somebody say, be patient. You got to be patient. You got to be patient because sometimes we get ahead of ourselves. God hadn't said move yet. He got us to Jerusalem and then he's just, hey, just wait for a second. I'm going to give you the next instructions. The star is about to reappear. This is important that we don't get ahead of God. Don't get ahead of God. I know that we're hungry. Some of us are zealous. We want to do some great things for God. We want to do some great things for our family. But sometimes we get out of the spirit and we get into our natural ability. See, let me tell you something. Man does best when he's working in partnership with God. When I'm synced up with God, let me tell you something. I could do anything. When I'm working in my own ability, I can only do good things. Sometimes I mess up. Sometimes I do good things. But when I'm synced up with God, all things are possible. All things. So I got to be patient. Maybe the clarity that I had when I was back east, maybe I'm not seeing that clarity, but I'm going to wait on God. I'm going to be patient. God's going to bring it back. God's going to bring back the star. God's going to bring back the sign. God's going to bring back the direction. God's going to bring back the hearing. God's going to bring back the prophetic ear that I'm hearing clearly now. I'm hearing clearly now. Maybe you're in a desert season, desert region, or maybe you're going through some things and the terrain is just different. That's okay. Look at somebody and say, that's okay. Stay faithful to the assignment God has given you. You're going to go through different seasons in your journey. You're going to go through great seasons that you're pumped up. You're giving high fives. Giving sports butt slaps, you know. I don't know. I don't know what you're doing, okay? You're going through different seasons, and that's okay. Stay faithful to the assignment that God has given you. Even when it's not clear, even when it's a desert type of time, type of circumstance, I'm going to stay faithful. Don't make decisions while you're in the valley, right? Wait till it gets clear again before you start making a move. One of the biggest times of mine and Pastor Corinne's life and ministry. We're going through a difficult season. We're going through, you could call it a desert. You could call it a challenging season. Probably the most challenging season of our life. And we were like in Jerusalem. We couldn't find the star. Where's the star? The voice of God that was so clear before, couldn't hear that, couldn't see that. What do we do, though? He said, you know what? We're going to stay faithful to what God told us. We're going to stay faithful to the last thing that God told us. We're going to stay the course until, and we're going to be patient. And then God's voice is going to reappear. God's star is going to reappear. God's direction is going to reappear. You got to be patient through seasons. Got to be patient through desert seasons. What is my prayer? My prayer today for you is that you'll see what you need to see. I think some people, it's just the terrain has been different. For some, it might be a desert. For some, it might not be a desert. It's just different terrain. And so my prayer is that you'll see what you need to see. You'll hear what you need to hear. And if you've lost sight of the signs that God has given, that they would reappear to you, that it would become clear, it would become evident. I'm praying that God's voice, God's leading will be clearer in this season than it's ever been before. Because God wants to get you in position for your blessing, for your purpose, for your future. The Bible says in Jeremiah, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, plans to give you hope and a future. It sounds like that God wants to put us in position. Just like the wise men, for something historic, for something that we can walk into, something that we can be in his presence. Something that's great. God wants to give us authority. God created each and every one of us for a reason and a powerful purpose. And just as the wise men's purpose was tied to being there that monumental night, your purpose is it's tied to being in position. Maybe you've been hearing something lately. I just want to challenge you. Maybe it's not a pizza dream. Maybe it's not just a good idea. Maybe, just maybe, it's God trying to get your attention, trying to give you a sign, trying to give you direction to get you in position. Will you bow your heads with me today? God, I thank you, Father, because you're taking us all on a journey. God, we're on a journey together as a spiritual family, but you've also got us on individual journeys. And you know where each and every one of us are today. You know what we need. You know what we're hearing. You know what we're not hearing. You know what we're seeing and what we're not seeing. God, you know which ones of us are in desert seasons. You know which ones of us are not. You know what the terrain looks like right now, and you know what the terrain looks like ahead of us. So God, I pray each and every person today that needs to hear, God would hear from you. And each and every person that needs to see something, God, that you would show them your faithfulness, and you would show them the sign. And God, I thank you, God, for each and every person here that, God, maybe some need to just be patient. Just wait, because you're about to reveal your purpose and your plan in their life. And God, I thank you, Father, for each and every journey. No two journeys are the same. God, I thank you for every journey, God. And I thank you, Lord, that you would take the lead. God, we don't want to try to do it on our own. We don't want to try to break out the maps and the GPS and try to figure it out ourselves. God, we want you to walk with us and lead us. Because when you lead us, God, you lead us into green pastures. You lead us where the provision is. You lead us where the rest and the peace is. We're not stressed out and we're not anxious. We're discovering peace. And we're resting because we're walking with you. And maybe as we're praying right now, maybe you say, Pastor, I just feel like a little bit disconnected from God. I'm trying to do this journey thing, but I need to reconnect with Jesus today. I need to know that I'm on the right journey. I'm on the right path. I need to know that I'm on the right journey with Jesus. If that's you, say, I need to recommit to Jesus. Just slip up your hand. I want to pray with you. Amen. 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 This is so important. Amen. Amen. If you slipped up your hand, I want you to pray this prayer with me. And everybody, you can agree with us. You can pray this prayer. Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I need you. I need you to guide me. I need you to lead me. I don't want to do it on my own. I don't want to do it my way. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for my failures, for my sins, and I'm asking that you wipe it all away. Give me a fresh start today. Give me a new beginning. Thank you for what you did on the cross for me. How you wiped away all of my sins. How you reconnected me with the Father. I accept that free gift. Now, Jesus, walk with me. Lead me on my journey. Help me walk like you walked. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Please consider planting a seed in this ministry. Any seed helps us get the gospel message out to those that would otherwise not hear it. If you want to give, please click the link below in the episode notes. If you're in the area, come visit us in Pembroke Pines, Florida. May God bless you, and may you possess the promise God has for you.